The following presentation was recorded at the Buddhist Society of Victoria, Malvern East, Australia. Please visit our website at bsv.net.au.
Okay, all of you are welcome to the Monday evening meditation session of Buddhist Society of Victoria. So today, my turn to conduct today's meditation session. So today, before the guided meditation, I will remind you the important things we have to keep in mind when we are practicing meditation, so then we can enjoy successful meditation if we keep in mind these important points related to our body and mind. So then we can train our minds to enjoy meditation. So if we keep in mind these basic things all the time, so when we are practicing meditation especially, so always we let go all unskillful mentality related to our mind. So unskillful mentality means these greed, hatred base, all kind of thoughts we let go. We don't pay attention to those thoughts when we are practicing meditation. That is one of the important things, because this greed-based, hatred-based mentality disturbs our meditation. So when we are practicing meditation, we train our mind not to pay attention to that kind of thoughts. The thoughts that make our mind happy, contented, we focus the attention of our mind to that kind of thoughts. Then we get contented, happy. So the next thing is, when we practice meditation, we train our mind to let go all the five sense world objects when we are going to deeper states. Let go all the five sense world objects. At the beginning, we avoid all the thoughts come to our mind which make our mind unhappy, discontented. So we have to, these are the basic things. So that's why we practice loving kindness to all living beings, including our bodies and minds. We spread loving kindness to all living beings, including whatever forms, feelings, perceptions, volitions arise in our mind. We kind to them, let them be, let all these things be, and let them fade away and disappear. So that is one thing. If some objects obsess in your mind, which make you, whatever incident make you unhappy, or whatever person who abuse you, insult you, or sometimes mistreat you, we forgive them. We forgive all those people. Because according to Buddhism, we take all these bodies and minds are natural phenomena. All their thoughts, all their actions arise based on causes and conditions related to their bodies and minds. So, therefore, these natural phenomena, we don't see the fixed personalities anywhere in this world. These people's thoughts and actions arise based on causes and conditions. some of the courses are their training or where they live and whatever, which kind of objects or they associate with, and so many things, which kind of situations in their life they are facing now. So therefore, different causes and conditions create different mentality and different verbal actions and bodily actions in each and every bodies and minds. So it is a natural phenomenon. So therefore, we spread loving kindness to all living beings, including our bodies and minds also, because these things run based on causes and conditions. So only thing, when we train our mind to be mindful regarding whatever thing happening within us, so we can avoid unskillful mental actions. That means the greed, hatred arise in our mind, we can abandon, not to give chance those greeds and hatreds to grow in our mind. We can cut off and move it out without paying attention to objects which create greed, hatred in our mind. So when we are practicing meditation, at the beginning, we have to cut off all that kind of thoughts, and without paying attention to those thoughts, cut off the greed and hatred or unhappiness, discontentment arise in our mind. We cut off by without paying attention to that kind of objects. So that is the initial part of meditation, because sometimes people try hard to keep the attention on meditation object, but all the time mind is distracting and go to that kind of objects which always create hindrance or the blockage to the practice of meditation. It creates more unhappiness, because you want to be peaceful, but always this kind of obsessions create problems. So that's why first we train our mind to cut off and let go without paying attention to those objects which create you unhappiness, create unhappiness in your mind. And greed also another thing which create unhappiness in our mind, discontent in our mind. So that's why we have to keep in mind when we are practicing meditation, we cut off and let go all the past. We train our mind to cut off and let go all future expectations, because past has gone. You can't change anything in the past. And future is uncertain. Future moments arise based on causes. Future, your thoughts or actions arise based on causes and conditions in future moments. These are highly uncertain. But if you train your mind to be mindful in the present moment, even in the future moments, you can avoid unskillful mental actions, verbal actions, and bodily actions. So that's why practicing meditation is helpful, not only when you are practicing meditation, but even in other situations you are facing in future also, you can face skillfully to those situations if you develop the mindfulness when we are practicing meditation. So that is the training. So we have to keep in mind. So these all our experiences arise based on causes and conditions. So we let go all unskillful mentality. We keep focus. We keep attention on skillful side. And we train our mind to let go everything. Let go all the things related to this five sense world. And we focus attention of mind to the meditation object, which is not common or not we focus attention in our day-to-day life. So then the mind get released from these five sense world objects, and mind pay attention to object like breath or the body. Normally we don't pay much attention, so we keep attention on this kind of meditation object and keep continuous attention on those objects and let go all the five sense world. Because all suffering, all happiness, all discontentment, unhappiness, all suffering come from the five sense world, because that is the area human indulge with and indulge with the objects which are related to this five sense world. This five sense world objects, according to the realities related to this, all these objects, is the most important things are is impermanence, uncertainty related to the objects, sight, sounds, smells, tastes, touches, come through our eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, is impermanent, subject to change when causes and conditions are changing. So that is the reason we become unhappy, discontented, and fall into states of suffering. So that's why if we don't pay attention to those objects and we pay attention to more stable object, so then we can avoid, temporarily we can avoid suffering arise in our mind, discontentment or unhappiness arise in our mind. So we can give a peaceful time doing nothing. Because if we involve in this five sense world, even though we are sitting in one place, sitting in doing without doing anything using our body, or without doing anything using our mouth, that means we don't speak when we are practicing meditation, but mind can run, mind can work, mind can fall into thinking. Thinking is the doing of mind. So we stop all thinking and give a peaceful time, rest to our mind by paying attention to the meditation object, and keep attention on meditation object, and we enjoy the stillness of mind. We enjoy the tranquility and stillness of our body. This is the way how we train our mind to be peaceful and have a rest. When the mind having a rest, the power of mind increase, the mindfulness getting more and more powerful. Then once you pay attention to object, if your mind is not distracting to other things, so you can get a lot of details of that object. So if you train your mind to focus attention to one object, it is a helpful thing even in your day-to-day life. So that's why you train your mind to cut off all distractions and keep attention on one object. So these are the benefits of this practice. So we have to keep in mind, mind is a natural phenomenon. You have to always be kind to your mind. If you try to control your mind, then mind starts rebelling, because it is not yours. It runs based on causes and conditions. Only thing, you have to generate skillful mentality. You have to stop controlling your mind, be kind to your mind, be soft and gentle, and let the things be, let the things fade away and disappear. You always keep attention on your meditation object. Sometimes mind can distract and go to other objects, because mind is a natural phenomena. So when you understand, you should not worry. Because mind is not yours. Mind is not a permanent fixed thing. So when you understand your mind is distracted, then mind will come back to the meditation objects. Only thing, you should have the desire to continue the meditation. You have to keep it updated. Just bring back, let have the desire to focus attention to the meditation object. Then mind will automatically come to the meditation object and start enjoying again. So that is the way how it works. So if you should not get upset or worry about the distractions. Whatever distractions comes, it will come and go. These are not fixed things, permanent things. Things come and things go. Once you are mindful, come back, your mind will come back to the meditation object. Because already you know this practice is valuable, helpful, have a lot of benefits. So you can avoid all anxiety, depression, all these kind of things. You can release your mind from these unskillful mental states. So develop the skillful mental states by practicing meditation. So now I think I will start guided meditation. So then all of you can sit comfortably. So you can sit on a chair if it is not comfortable to sit on a cushion. So you can sit on a chair and if you want the backrest. So you can lean against the backrest. It is also okay. Make your body comfortable. Sit. Get ready to sit for about 40 minutes time. Close your eyes and focus attention to your body. Make your body comfortable. Keep attention on your body. Stop all thinking. Make your mind silent. When we are practicing meditation, we stop all thinking. Let go all thinking. If any thought comes to your mind, just don't pay attention to the thought. Bring back your mind to the body. Keep attention on your body. Stop all inner talk and focus attention to your body and make your body comfortable. Now you can focus attention to from toe to head. Gradually move your attention from toe to head and relax all body muscles and make your body comfortable. Slowly move your attention from toe to head and relax all body muscles. Keep silent attention on your body. Keep attention on your body. Let the body calm and still. Enjoy the stillness of your body. Don't pay attention to thoughts come to your mind. Let the thoughts fade away and disappear. Keep attention on your body. Keep your mind silent and continuously keep attention on body and enjoy the stillness of your body and mind. If you see the breath is going in and out you can focus attention to the breath. And you can discern whether it is going in or out. Keep attention on breath. Keep attention on breath to understand whether it is going in or out. Keep your mind fully silent and watch the breath. Enjoy the peace and tranquility of your body and mind. Don't worry about the disturbances. Let them arise and pass away. Don't pay attention to the disturbances. Keep attention on breath to see whether it is going in or out. Don't pay attention to the disturbances. Enjoy the peace of mind, silent stillness of your body and mind. Keep attention on breath. Enjoy the silent stillness of your body and mind.
keep attention on breath to see whether it is going in or out. Enjoy the peace and tranquility of your body and mind. how peaceful your body and mind. What you have done to have this peace and tranquility of your body and mind. How joyful this peace of mind. So now we are getting close to the end of meditation session. I will ring the bell 3 times, then you can come out of the meditation. So now you can ask questions regarding meditation. So when we are practicing meditation, we enjoy the peace and tranquility of our body and mind. And we improve, it is not like sleeping. We keep attention on one object and we keep our mindfulness on that object to avoid mind falling into unskillful mental state or going mind attention to the 5 sensual objects. If our mind take objects from the 5 sensual, so then it leads to unhappy mental states or it distract from the meditation. It distract the mindfulness. It deteriorate the mindfulness. So that is not the purpose of meditation. So our purpose of meditation is liberate our mind from 5 sense world and keep attention on one object. This mental state develop to deep states. So sometimes when it is going to deeper stages, so the perception of light arise. So then your mind attention, you start seeing the perception of light. So you can focus the attention of your mind to the purpose of the perception of light. If it is stable, if it is just coming and going, you have to keep attention or on the breath continuously. When the perception of light gets stable, you can focus attention to the perception of light. And then mind go more deeper stillnesses.
Thank you. Thank you, Ajahn. If there are any questions in the hall, just please raise your hand and I'll pass the microphone to you. We're also happy to take questions from the online audience. There's actually an online question now, Ajahn, so I might start with that one.
Yeah.
So the question is, I keep attention on the breath, then my mind takes off and I fall asleep for a few moments, then I refocus on the breath. I feel peaceful, but I keep falling asleep. Will this stop? The sleeping, will the sleeping part stop? Will it go away?
Yeah. It is okay. So once you understand, once your mindfulness come back, you see you are falling into sleep, then your mind attention go back to the meditation object. Let it happen. Then your mind gets strength after some time to keep attention on the meditation object. No need to worry. That is the way how it works. So if you worry, that is the hindrance. Then you support to the hindrance. And then it will destroy your meditation. No need to worry. Just bring back attention to the meditation object, that's all. Once you understand, your mind distracted or mind fall into the sleep, it is okay. Your body actually fall into sleep and mind attention go to, that means the power of attention go to very low level because you fall into sleep. Once you understand, then your attention go back to the meditation object. Just stay with that object. It will happen once, twice, thrice. No need to worry.
Thank you, Ajahn. Are there any questions in the room? If there are no more questions in the room, can we do another online question? Can we do another online question, Ajahn?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. This is actually from a few weeks ago. We didn't have time to answer this one last time.
Yeah.
What kind of meditation can I do when I'm feeling pain in my hip and lower back, and I'm also worrying about finances? I'm trying to meditate through the pain and worry. Thank you.
Yeah, the bodily pains is a different thing. So if you are worrying about finances, so sometimes when we are practicing meditation, we generally forget about that kind of issues. We give a rest to our mind without worrying about that kind of objects. You know, you should have to understand, to dealing with the financial matters, actually you have to deal wisely or pay attention to those things and find out solutions to that kind of matters in our day-to-day life activities. And you have to consult people who know that field, because that is the worldly matters. But practicing meditation is really good for you, because you can avoid, you can release your mind from these worries, and you can have a peaceful time. It will strengthen your mind. It will give energy to your mind to attend that kind of objects. Sometimes you get better solutions, or you can find out better options once you give a rest to your mind by not paying attention to those objects and give a rest, peaceful time, without paying attention to those worries. So that is the one of the important things we have to keep in mind. But when you are practicing meditation, if your bodily pains arise, so it is good to pay attention to something, make your mind peaceful. Sometimes if you can spread loving kindness to your body, sometimes it will be helpful to you, because the body is painful sometimes, but you have to be kind. It is a natural phenomena, because sometimes bodily conditions create that kind of pains. So you have to be kind. If you can help your body to not to having that pain, adjusting body or make body comfortable, So it is okay. Some bodily pains are come inside. So then you have to tolerate. You have to be kind to your body. So let the things be. So when you're kind to your body, sometimes your mind gets released from your body. So that is the important phenomena we can experience when we are practicing meditation. When we kind, soft and gentle, we are not worrying about the pains in our body. Sometimes mind gets released from the body. So that's what Lord Buddha says, Mettaya bhikkave cheto vimuttiya. Asevitaya bhavitaya bahulikata in Pali. So the loving kindness is a way of releasing your mind from your body. It liberates from your body. If you have loving kindness to your body, then you stop worrying because you accept your body as it is. Because some pains are chronic pains some people have, so difficult to avoid. So you have to train your mind to get release from your body. Be kind. If you worry about your mind, that is the biggest reason. Then mind always involved with your body. When you kind and let the body be and just accept as it is, then sometimes mind gets released. So you can pay attention. You can spread loving kindness to whole world, including your body. And have the release of mind with the loving kindness. So these are practical things, but you have to carefully train your mind to enjoy these mental states. Sometimes you have to again and again, try to introduce these things. How to arouse loving kindness in your mind. Sometimes if a small child is running and crying, sometimes you know how to make the child comfortable by giving kindness, loving kindness. So that kind of attitude you have to develop in your heart regarding your body. So we have to train, we have to identify how to be kind to our bodies and minds. Not to worry. Let the things be. Accept the reality as it is.
Thank you very much, Ajahn. I don't think we have any more questions, so we might finish now.
Okay. So then we can finish today meditation session. So we pay respect to Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādi svākhāto bhagavatā dhammo dhammaṃ namassaṃ Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sangam namah.